The Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center and the Art of Jazz present a second performance of Ladder to the Moon, a concert of original music inspired by the art and life of Georgia O'Keeffe and part of the FAC's Year of Georgia O'Keeffe. The event will feature the Flute Daddy Chamber Jazz Sextet, led by Joseph Liberti. It'll be Thursday, September 10th at 7 p.m. at the Fine Arts Center. And I've got Joseph Liberti here in the studio. Thank you for coming to talk to me.
Hi, Keith. It's great to be here.
So this was such a great concert the first time back in July. You have a second concert.
Yes, I'm delighted to say that's true. People loved it. I was mildly surprised. It's the first time that I've written all the music for a show like this, and it went over great.
You've written all the music for this show?
Yes. So well, we have two tunes that are arrangements that I've done of other people's music,
okay,
but all the rest are originals that I created for this.
Great. So it's, when you say jazz, it's jazz, but it's jazz with a twist. It's a little pop-oriented or orchestral?
Sometimes, in some of the music, people wouldn't recognize it as jazz. It does have an orchestral sound and kind of a different structure. So some of it sounds like pop, some of it sounds like jazz, some of it sounds like orchestra music.
So this music you've composed is in relation to the Georgia O'Keeffe exhibit, which is going on until September 20th.
It is, and I have to say, I fell in love with Georgia O'Keeffe. I'm one of those late bloomers, you know. I didn't get on to Georgia O'Keeffe until very late.
Yeah.
And I found that we two would have gotten along great. So I got fascinated by her art and her life, and I took some time and developed the music out of my experience of what she did.
Plus, there's an added bonus to attending Ladder to the Moon. You also have complimentary access to the Georgia O'Keeffe exhibit.
We'll open for viewing an hour before the concert, so
yeah,
people can come in at 6 and view the art. And that worked really well for us last time. People really enjoyed the double experience of viewing the art and hearing the music and actually seeing some paintings that they heard music about. So
yeah,
it's a great combination.
And I didn't really get familiar with Georgia O'Keeffe until I visited Abiquiú, which was her home base about 10 years ago.
I could live there. When I got there,
it's a beautiful place.
I said, yeah, this
yeah
is for me. I could do this.
You are leader of Flute Daddy. Now, this is the Flute Daddy Chamber Jazz Sextet. So there's 6 of you. There's you. There's Jana Lee Ross, our own music director, keyboardist, Alan Joseph, guitarist, cellist, Nora Joy Clydesdale, Mark Nyhoff.
That's right.
Okay. Bassist and percussionist Stefan Flores, and they make up Flute Daddy. Now, Joseph, you're also the founder of the Art of Jazz, which is a nonprofit organization. What is the function of the Art of Jazz?
The Art of Jazz was created to provide education in jazz, jazz appreciation, or jazz listening classes out of my passion for promoting the art. We'll actually be running our next class. I teach the classes at Bemis School of Art, which is a part of the Fine Arts Center. In the fall, we start in October with our latest series, where I'll be using 4 American composers to expose the different things about art, soloists, construction of the music, how to listen and how to get more pleasure out of it. And we even teach people how to use Spotify and other modern streaming services
to grab
and organize and enjoy their music.
Let's talk more about the music that you've composed for this Georgia O'Keeffe exhibit. Could you toss out some examples of what you've written?
It's been such a pleasure to put this together. You know, we were speaking about Abiquiú a minute ago, Georgia O'Keeffe's home in New Mexico. I wrote one of the pieces probably about 2 hours after leaving Abiquiú. There's a black patio door at Abiquiú. There's a painting of the black door. In fact, Georgia was fascinated with this door, and she painted many paintings, and then she created artificial accoutrements for the paintings, you know, that weren't in real life. But standing before the door, you have to ask yourself the question everybody asks, where does it go?
Mm-hmm.
What's on the other side? And with that inspiration and the feeling of standing there, I ran back to the car, drove back to the cabin, and started writing The Black Door.
What else do you have?
There are a number of pieces. The title song of the show is Ladder to the Moon.
Yes.
And I think it speaks to the character of the show. What got to me about Georgia O'Keeffe was her connection to nature, mm-hmm, and how inspiring her work was. And Ladder to the Moon is an inspiring concert. The song itself, Ladder to the Moon, you know, is pictures with music, describes the experience of seeing Georgia's painting of a ladder in up in the sky under a moon and the promise of something possible. If I travel up there to the moon, who knows what possibilities wait for me? And that's kind of what the show is like.
You touched on something I was going to ask you. You're a flutist. You're the creator of Flute Daddy as well?
I am the Flute Daddy.
You're the Flute Daddy.
Yeah, the name came up.
Joe Liberti is Flute Daddy.
Well, I'll give you an original for this interview. Okay. I've never said this before.
Okay.
People don't know this about me, but I didn't start music till very late in my life. And I started being a professional musician after the age of 70.
Really?
Yeah. And when that happened...
I wouldn't have said you were 7.
No, people always say that. They say, oh my God, how old are you really? And then I might have to tell them. But it wasn't all that long ago. I was a late starter.
Okay.
And when I caught the fire and decided I couldn't do anything else with the rest of my life, I was with my daughter and my wife, and they were trying to come up with a name for the band or for me. And we came up with, I'm the daddy in the group, and I play flute. So Flute Daddy it was.
And you also teach, as you mentioned. So was that your primary vocation up until age 70?
You know, I was a teacher, but a different kind of teacher.
Okay.
I was a professional seminar leader doing corporate trainings, both here and some other countries.
I'm speaking to Joseph Liberti. He is the founder of Flute Daddy. He is Flute Daddy. What am I saying? He's also going to be performing with the Flute Daddy Chamber Jazz Sextet. The performance, a second performance, Ladder to the Moon Redux. Did I say that correctly?
You know, I think it's Redux.
I think Apocalypse Now Redux, and that's the way I've always said it.
I think
of course,
it's Redux, but I've heard people say Redo, and it sounds kind of cool. It sounds a little French, but I think Redux is right. People will now challenge ever you've talked about it. You'll hear about
I'll stick with Redux, and I'm sure if that's incorrect, somebody will correct me on that. It's Ladder to the Moon Redux, a concert of original music inspired by the art and life of Georgia O'Keeffe. It'll be at the Fine Arts Center Thursday, September 10th at 7 p.m., and it's part of the FAC's Year of Georgia O'Keeffe. The first performance in July was sold out, so you may want to get your tickets right away at csfineartcenter.org. Also, you can call the box office 719-634-5581. While I'm thinking about it also, does Flute Daddy have a website?
We do, flutedaddy.com.
Flutedaddy.com, easy to remember. Well, Joseph, thank you for speaking to me.
Keith, a great pleasure. Thank you.